And today is 19th, March 19th, 2014. This is lesson number 413, called Twist of the Back with the Sign, or I'm going to say Signal of the Knee. So it's kind of a strange title. As I mentioned, we're going to work and explore rotation, and your knee, so to speak, is going to give you signals when you kind of aren't getting any movement in your upper back, because it's going to go down to your leg, and that's going to be the signal. Okay? So go ahead and lie on your backs. Take a moment to observe how you're lying on the floor this morning. And since I mentioned that upper back area, really take some time here to notice how you sense your upper back, how you sense the shoulder blades. Just how does that area show up for you? What do you feel and sense and notice, and what is, we'll say, vague, right? That it's maybe difficult or a little challenging to have a sense of certain parts of that area. I think that's just really normal for most of us. And then traveling down to the mid back and into your lower back, noticing how your lower back is resting on the floor today, how your pelvis is resting, and how your legs are lying on the floor. Slowly and gently go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Go slow enough so you can sense the quality of rolling your head to each side. Again, noticing if there's any movement restriction or any tension. Always staying in the range where it's comfortable. And then as you bring your head back to the center, take a moment to become aware of your breath and your breathing. And so that means you just become aware, not changing it, not taking in a larger breath, but you just become aware of your breath. Where does it travel to in your chest or into your belly? Or should we just say, where does it go on your front side? And do you sense any of your breath traveling onto your backside? Again, it would be in that area of the upper back. And maybe right now you don't have any sense of that. It's very quiet and still. And again, this is an awareness so that we have something to compare to at the end of the lesson. So you're going to start the lesson by rolling onto your left side. And when you come onto your left side, both arms are going to be straight out from you. Okay? So it'll mean your right palm will rest on top of your left palm. And we're going to come to this position throughout the whole lesson, time and time again. We're just going to go from the left side to the right side. So bend your knees at a right angle, right? Perfect. So your knees are stacked and your palms are stacked. Okay, and you really want to have the left shoulder right underneath you, and you all are doing a really good job. So you're not rolling backwards at all. You're really aligned. So when it talks about the signal of the knee, So right now you have the two knees stacked. So as we go into the movement, what you want to be highly observant of and aware of is, as we start the movement, it's going to be with your right arm, when the knees, and it will be the right knee, but sometimes it could be the left knee, when the knees want to shift. So that's your signal, and that means don't go any further with the movement, because it means that you're no longer moving in the upper back, so your lower body wants to participate. Make sense? So you're going to be constantly paying attention to those knees while you're paying attention to the movement of your arm. So you're going to start by beginning to raise your right arm very slowly and gently away from your left, and really only go, let's say, 4 or 5 inches, okay? I know we all would like to be eager beavers and bring it straight up, but then you're gonna miss what the lesson's about. So just lift it 4 or 5 inches and then lower it back down. And now as you continue to raise the right arm, you wanna have your head, your nose, your chin, and eyes directed towards your right fingertips. And in particular, having your eyes open, you're gonna start to watch the fingertips so that as your arm lifts, and it's gonna start to lift more now, as you increase that lift, your head is gonna start to roll a little bit on the floor. So eventually, you're gonna progress that your arm would lift to the ceiling, but that's your maximum, okay? And I want you, everybody, slow down. You're like a bird right now, flapping your wings. So let's pause for a minute. And let's go way slower. So again, your eyes are open. If you want to do it with your eyes closed, that's fine. As long as you're following the fingertips of your right arm, which means that your head is going to roll on the floor. Or if you could imagine if your right hand was holding a stick between your nose and your hand, right? So as you raise, right, you can't drop that stick. So your head and your spine have to turn following that hand, right? And it's a slow movement, right? Because if you go really fast, you're gonna miss the signal, the legs, right? So you're looking for a signal that somehow the legs, that right leg maybe slides a little on top of the left, or it wants to lift. The moment you feel that, you don't go any further. Why? Is because if you let that happen, you're engaging your lower back. And what we want to do is right now not engage the lower back and feel what's possible in the upper back for rotation. So really take your time. So back, you're going too far. You're not allowed to go past there, but you've got to feel your legs. Did you feel how they already slipped? Go back over. So really stay attuned. No movement in the knees. So when that wants to occur, it already moved once. Mm-hmm. Yep. So nothing's going to happen here. Slow, slow. So think about, what do I need to do here? Here. Open the chest more. Ah, right there was another. So, yeah, you don't go past that, right? Okay, just pause for a moment on your side. Stay there and rest. Okay, let's try it again. So, same movement, but just slow the movement down. Have in your mind the turn of the spine. Beautiful. And anytime you sense a movement between the legs, that's enough. And you're never going to go past the ceiling anyways, right? That's the end point. Excellent. Really nice. Really nice. So when I see you stop, when you feel something between your knees, that excites me because you're that aware. Much better. Much better. Okay, and then bring your arm down and pause again. We're going to stay on your side for a little longer. And then the next time what you're going to do is we're going to actually introduce the opposite idea with your head and your eyes. So as you're going to raise the right arm, your head and your eyes are going to roll, we're going to say to the left, which means your face is going to roll into the mat. So they're going to go opposite, okay? So beautiful, Sandy. So again, go slow. You never go past the ceiling, and it's not even important to get to that. So don't go past the ceiling. And you roll your head forward as you lift the arm, and then you come back to the arm and palm resting on the left palm, and your face is forward. Beautiful, Nancy. And there's no movement with the legs. Right? So you're looking for that signal. And really try to keep your head on the ground. Some of you are lifting your head. So that's going to require a lot of effort. Just roll your face, smush your nose. That's it. Roll your face on the floor. Roll that face forward, right, to the left. So when you roll your face to the left, you're taking your spine with you. And as you lift your arm, you're creating a distinction between the scapula moving and your spine. Excellent. Let's pause, go ahead and roll onto your backs, and let's just sense and observe how you experience your right side now. Your legs are long, your arms are down by your side. And what do you notice that's different? What changed on the right side?
Flatter.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to roll onto your right side. So remember, both hands are straight out in front of you, stacked, your knees bent. Okay, and make sure the knees are bent, that's in a right angle. They're stacked on top of each other. And you're going to start with slowly raising now the left arm, right? Just really slowly. just a small amount. So I'm going to encourage all of you to go slower this time on this side. Engage your head and your eyes to start to watch the left hand and fingertips. And then you're also paying attention to any signal, meaning sliding, lifting, shifting of the knees, right? So the moment you feel something there, you've done enough with the arm. And then you start to allow your head to roll on the floor, following the left arm, right? So it's a progression. You want to feel the turning in your upper back, the upper part of your spine, that is related to the lifting of your arm. And that you don't need to go down to your lower back to do it. Right? So for some of you that have issues in your lower back, you've conditioned yourself to always go and use your lower back. And this lesson is really about keeping your lower back from participating so you can really learn how to use the upper back. Good, Becca, that's good. Nice, Bonnie. Right, so the slower that you go, the more that you notice, the more details show up. Right, because the highest you're ever going to lift the arm is when it's pointed towards the ceiling. Excellent job. Okay, let's just pause and rest on your right side for a moment. And as you're resting there, just notice and observe your breath and your breathing. Okay, so this time, as you're going to raise your left arm, your face is going to roll forward, we'll say to the right. So your face rolls into the floor. You don't want to lift your head. There's no reason for it. You know, so you kind of smush your nose and roll on your forehead as you start to lift that left arm. So your spine is really turning to the right, and it's your left shoulder blade that is differentiating. It's learning how to move backwards, separate from your spine. So really take your time, and you want to try to synchronize the movements together, right? So it's not roll your head and then lift your arm. Right, you find a way that you orchestrate them together. And again, you're looking for any type of signal coming from the legs. Good. Okay. Let's take a break. Roll to your back and observe and notice what you feel now. So every time that we come back onto your back to rest, it's this opportunity to observe and notice what's changed. And what really matters is what's changed for you. What shows up different? Okay, so let's go ahead and roll back on to your left side. Remember, arms are straight out in front of you, so the palms are stacked. And bend your knees, that's it, is a right angle so that the knees are stacked, right? And that your head is comfortably lying on the floor and that you really feel you're on your left side. So we're going to start the same movement again, but just slowing it down a little bit more. You're gonna start to raise that right arm. Again, thinking that you've got, let's say, a stick that you're holding from your index finger onto your nose. So the rate that you raise the right arm is the same rate that you turn your head, right? Because if you move either one of them slower or faster, the stick is gonna fall. So just imagine you've got this stick that you're holding from the index finger to your nose, right? So you really have to go slow and make sure that you move your arm and your face. They're turning, lifting, moving together. And then in the background, you're paying attention to any kind of signal of movement between the legs. Right? And that's when you've gone far enough. And you have to trust that signal. So if you go past the signal and then bring your lower back into the movement, you'll lose out the whole benefit in the upper back. Nice, Nancy and Bonnie, really good. Nice, Sandy, good. Excellent. Okay, let's just pause again on your side for a moment. So in this next movement, you're only gonna lift the arm, I'm gonna say like, you know, let's say like 6 inches away from the ground. But what you're gonna do is you're gonna alternate the two movements of your head. So it means once when you just lift your arm that much, your head and your eyes follow, and then you're gonna lower the arm down, and then the next time, you're gonna roll your face into the floor and lift the arm, okay? So go ahead. And at your own pace, and again, I encourage you to go slow so that you keep the knees stacked, right? You don't really lift the arm, excuse me, up to the ceiling at this point. Lift it, let's say, a fourth, like think of pies, right? A half of a pie would be all the way, let's say, up to the ceiling. So a quarter of a pie is half that distance, right? Here, let's get you a blankie. That's it. So you're making it a smaller movement. And what happens with the smaller movement is you really get to encourage, see how that is, the twist in those upper vertebra. And maybe you can have that in your mind, right? So that as you're lifting your arm, it's really not about your arm, but you're feeling the twist of your spine in between your shoulder blades. And then the next time when you roll your head forward, you feel the spine twist forward, right? So it's differentiating from the shoulder blade. And Carolyn just did something great. She just figured something out, and so did, I think, Bonnie, that when you roll your head in the opposite direction, right, when you roll your head forward, there's a lengthening that happens, right, so that the arm actually lengthens forward as if you're reaching for something. So see if you can find that too. So when your face rolls into the mat, your right arm, oh, that's it, right? So your whole rib cage rolls forward. So let's maybe just try, everybody try that part. That's it, so reach forward. Yes, feel that goes forward. So the rolling of your head takes the whole chest forward, right? Even though the arm's lifting, right? Because you're differentiating the arm from your chest. Nice, Sandy, right? So your chest starts to roll forward with your face. Nice, as you lift. So everybody try to find that. Yeah, that's too high, Cheryl. You'll have to use a mat. That's not good. Here. That's way too high. That's going to hurt you.
But then my head doesn't touch it still. It's still crushing right here. See, okay. Because my shoulder's okay. Really high.
Just roll it up more. The block is too high.
Yeah, it's not working.
Did you bring a jacket? Okay, let that go and roll on your back. Here, you can just double up, do two mats. It's just the block is too hard. You'll hurt yourself. And now notice as you're lying on your back again, what's new that just showed up from that last movement? Okay, let's roll onto your right side. And we're going to do the same thing. So you're going to stack your arms, you're going to stack your knees. Your knees are bent right in front of you at a right angle. Your left palm is on your right palm, right? You're going to start with a smaller movement of lifting so that you could hold a stick between the index finger and your nose. Okay, and then gradually you could go up towards the ceiling as long as you can hold this stick. So it means your face needs to turn at the same rate as lifting the arm. So then the turning is happening in the spine and there's no sliding of the knees. Or the pelvis. So this is really a lesson where you really have to watch yourself, and it's not about how far you go. Excellent. Now you're going to start to alternate once continuing to follow your hand, and then once rolling your face forward. But again, it's not just the face. If you're really engaging your spine, your whole chest will come forward as you lift the left arm. It's like your arm is separating from your chest. That's it. Just continue to alternate, really rolling the face and the chest forward as you lift the arm. Really get that sense of how your spine, beautiful, Carolyn, can differentiate from your scapula. Nice, Bonnie. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, and then let's pause and let that go. And again, roll onto your back. Arms down by your side, legs long, and notice what's different. And how is your breath and your breathing now? Is something showing up different in your chest, where your clavicles are, the sternum? Okay, so let's go ahead and roll onto the left side again. Both arms straight out in front of you to start with. Knees stacked at a right angle. That's it. And this time, you can imagine again as if you had a stick between the right index finger and your nose. So as you lift the right arm, you are going to bring it to the ceiling as well as your face, eyes, and nose. And once you get there, you're going to pause. So your whole chest, because it should be following the movement, your chest should be turned towards the ceiling, your face, your eyes, your nose, your chin, but your legs stay stacked. That's it. So get to that place. And now you're going to take this right arm, you're going to bend it at your elbow to drop the right arm around your head and to get a hold of the left ear. Not the right ear, the left. That's it. So kind of come over the top of the head, lift your head, that's it. And keep your face towards the ceiling. Right? So you come over the top of the head, So bend the right elbow, drop the forearm to come under your, actually instead of under your head, have it come across to the left ear. So it can go across your face. That'll be easier. There we go. Everybody got that? So Bonnie, instead of under your head, come over the top. That's it. But you're holding on to your left ear. Sandy, make your hand flat on the left ear. There you go. Okay, but you're gonna hold the left side of your face, right? Everybody's got that, the left ear. Because you're gonna use this right arm, you're gonna start to bend your head to the right, which really means you're gonna bend your spine. Now wait. You gotta listen. Bend, not roll. That means your nose and your eyes never leave the ceiling. So it's a lateral bend that's gonna happen in your upper back. That's it, Sandy. You feel the difference? So you're not allowed to roll the head. You're bending in the upper back. So turn your hand to hold and think bend. Okay, but keep your chin here. You don't have to lift up. Just feel, so you're sliding the back of your head. Go slow and feel what that's doing in your spine. Beautiful. So I'll come around and make sure. Is your arm going to sleep? Okay. Good. Yeah, so don't roll. Come back. Like this, open your hand, place your hand like that, flat, okay? Keep your arm up like that, okay? Now up slowly. You really have to go slow because some of you will roll your head, and then when you roll your head, you'll miss out, you feel that in there. You'll miss out of the bending in the upper, beautiful, upper back. Right in between the shoulder blades. This is like this beautiful, Nancy. Where do we get?
Yeah, what to do.
Okay, well, first of all, give me your arm and turn your face here and do not move it, okay? There, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're gonna slide slowly the back of the head, so feel what happens in between your shoulder blades.
Oh, so. Okay,
your face
that's
is not
so al- hard.
Your face is not allowed to turn.
Got it. Oh, cool.
So it goes right.
Yeah.
It goes right. That's it. You guys are getting it. So you can slide this, Bonnie, just like feel. Don't turn. Slide. Ah. Now you got your spine. Excellent. Okay, so now bring your arm back to the ceiling, okay? Go all the way back over onto your left side. And now a couple times go back to the movement of holding the stick from the right index finger to your nose so that your head, eyes, arm all move together coming up to the ceiling. And feel now what happens in that upper back and the chest. What did that part of your back and spine learn? Beautiful. Okay, let's let that go and go back onto your back to rest. And again, once on your back, notice what feels different. Okay, so let's roll on to your right side. Both arms are straight out in front of you. Knees are stacked at a right angle. right? So you're going to start with the idea that you have a stick that you're holding from your left index finger to your nose, right? And you're going to balance this stick. So it means your face turns at the same speed in which you lift the left arm. If anything is too fast, the stick is going to drop and it might poke you in the eye. Okay? So you really, when you have these images in your mind, right, it really, really translates into a certain kind of fluidity in your body moving. Excellent. And then the next time that you bring your arm and your face to the ceiling, you pause. So first of all, when you pause, you make sure that the back of your head is on the floor, your nose and eyes are directed straight up. And then you can bend the left elbow so that the left hand comes down to hold the right ear, right? And then you're going to slide, the sliding motion, the back of the head. So your nose, your chin, all stays orientated towards the ceiling. And the bending comes from that upper thoracic, lower cervical part, beautiful, of your back and your spine. It's like waking up a part of your spine that's kind of hard to get to, right? And again, you're noticing that there's no movement, no slipping of the knees. And you're breathing. Good. Okay, now let's bring the arm back up to the ceiling. Come back over to your right side and just go through the movement a couple more times of lifting the left arm, following with your face, right? And just feeling what's different now. Feeling how much more of the chest is mobile, right? And it's following the movement. And when the chest becomes more involved in your spine, your arm gets lighter. And again, you're noticing any kind of movement with the knees, that's a signal that you don't go any further. Beautiful. Okay, and then let's go ahead and let that go. And once again, roll onto your backs and rest. And once you're on your back with your arms down by your sides and your legs long, is to begin to sense, notice, and observe how are you lying on your back now. How do you sense and feel each shoulder blade now? How do you sense your spine, that area in between the shoulder blades? So is it much clearer for you to sense that area of yourself? And do you sense now some movement on your backside as you breathe? How your breath actually travels into that area because your lungs are right behind or underneath the shoulder blades on each side of your spine there. So as you take a breath in, can you feel how there's an expansion? Maybe you can even feel the ribs now on your backside, lightly press into the floor with your breath. And then how is the breathing on your front side? And maybe you notice more movement with the ribs, with the sternum, all the way up to the clavicles, those two collarbones, how they lift and rise with your breath and then lower. And then noticing how your lower back feels now. How is that different? By not allowing it, in a sense, to participate, how did that change? The sense of your pelvis and your legs lying on the floor. And then slowly and gently roll your head to the left and to the right, and really go slow enough so you really can sense the quality of change that's occurred. How much more fluid, effortless, smooth it is to roll your head to each side. And maybe you can even sense now the turning of your spine as you roll your head to each side, that somehow you have now an awareness of that occurring. So it's not just about your neck, but your whole spine is turning as well, especially that area in between the shoulder blades. Okay, so taking your time, you can roll to a side and come to lying on your side, and then eventually sitting. And when you feel ready, come to standing to see how you feel from this lesson.